Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. It is, this is the 19th?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, we got it wrong last time.
Yeah, last time nothing... we said 17, but it was 18. So.
Yeah, because we're nothing but fucking idiots.
Yeah, well, guys, we apologize for that, but this is the 19th episode of Super Mega Cast. Can't believe we've recorded that many episodes.
Celebrate when we get to 20.
Okay, yeah. I'm preemptively celebrating. But I am Matt Watson, and...
This is Ryan McGee.
There you go.
This
right
there. Thing right here is...
Beautiful... husk of a man.
Yeah. It's like a husk of corn.
Wouldn't mind popping some of that corn. Ooh. Speaking of popcorn, We saw a movie this week. And what movie was that, Ryan?
Unfortunately, it was Blair Witch. And this is the third installment in the quote-unquote franchise.
Was it just Blair Witch?
Yeah, because the first one was called The Blair Witch Project. The other one was like the Blair Witch Shadow, the Book of Shadows.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, the first Blair Witch movie was like one of my first... scary movies I ever saw. I watched it with my friend Josh in like fourth grade when I slept over at his house.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying, but really good. And I don't know. I've always like held it at this really high standard. And then seeing this one, I went into this one like hoping it wouldn't be bad, but it was awful. And it was.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like the direction they went with the witch, quote unquote. I don't know, the first one, I've seen clips and stuff on YouTube. I'm not going to act like I know how the first one played out, but safe to say, spoilers exist, and I have acquired information. So, the first one seemed more just kind of like a, you know, you hear snaps every now and then in the woods, you hear like a little scream every now and then, but in this one, it's more like a Tyrannosaurus Rex has entered the vicinity of the woods of the Blair Witch.
Yeah, it sounds like Godzilla. That's what you leaned over during the movie, and you were like, why is the Blair Witch Godzilla?
Because it was moving, like, it sounded like trees were moving in mass quantities.
Yeah, you hear, like, trees cracking, and then, like,
it was just like,
yeah, like that. And it was like, okay, are they being chased by a dinosaur or a witch?
Yeah, this one, the director is, his name is, what the fuck is it? It's Adam Wingard. He did, You're Next and The Guest, which I've liked both of those. And he did, I think, a short in the other found footage movie, VHS, which I like some of the little short films in that. But he's a competent director, that's the thing. And I don't understand then why he relied on false jump scares so much.
Yeah, that movie had some bad... Okay, so I'd say probably 80 to 90% of the jump scares in that movie were just like their friends. They'd be like...
No, not a single one was related to anything but a false jump scare. Because the other ones weren't like little zingers. The other, quote-unquote, other jump scares were like... you see something and it sends it sends fear through you, like, ooh, that's
creepy. I don't think there was a single jump scare that wasn't like, they'd be like looking for their friend in the woods, and when their friend would pop up and be like, hey, I'm right here. But but every time they did that, it would sound like someone was smacking the side of the camera with a hammer.
I know.
Just, It was that. Terrifying.
And I counted one time. One time, two of those false jump scares happened within like a 60-second period.
God, it was so annoying. Like, after the second one, I was already annoyed. I was like, okay, those are gimmicky. And then they did it like six or seven times throughout the movie.
But you
and
kind
I was
of
like,
know
Jesus
when to
Christ.
Expect them almost.
Yeah,
because it's like when they're looking for someone and they're not responding, odds
and it's
are.
Quiet.
Yeah, odds are they're going to appear by just going like that, like through the camera's vision, point of view.
Yeah, because this movie was like shot with like everyone had like a little. You know those little like Bluetooth things people used to wear on their
were those
ears?
Cameras on their heads or were those little like headsets for them to talk to each
no,
other?
No, those were cameras, the oh. little ear ones. That's how everyone had their own point of view.
They also had the drone
and the DSLRs, which throughout the movie, all the cameras would have like cool little glitch effects, but they weren't cool at all because cameras don't do that stuff. And it was
well, they do,
nauseating.
But they like they glitch up, but that's like in post. Like you'll get like the blue screen or. Something like that.
Yeah, no, but the cameras that were glitching weren't even like they had the DSLR glitching.
No, they don't glitch like that. It's yeah. it's like when you're watching a movie about hacking and it's just kind of like throw down the Delta 9 or hack bomb number 3 and then they like click a button and this like animated gif of like a little rocket goes and hits yeah. an animated gif of a computer.
I've never understood that about Hollywood. Is they just can't get hacking right.
You've discussed this a lot. This is like a big I feel like a lot of like this is of all your film criticism, this is something that you're very passionate about.
It's so funny. Why can't they do it? Why can't they get technology right?
It's funny.
Cell phones, computers.
Yeah, it's funny how Borat does it way better than the other ones. Because you know how they have those fake titles like,
yeah.
Like that type of shit?
It's astounding. But anyway, Blair Witch sucked. Don't go see it unless you want to see a shitty movie that you want to spend too much money on.
I will say, I thought the last 10 minutes were pretty somewhat. It was a fun little haunted house section of the movie.
Yeah, but
I thought it was tense. It was definitely tense. It had that moment in there with the claustrophobic moment that
No, it wasn't tense, Ryan, cuz they were in a house.
Ha
ha. Yeah, but it was I take it back. I'm not going to say don't see it cuz I don't want to ever say that.
When it comes out on Netflix cuz it ultimately will.
Yeah, then
it
you
has
see
to.
It. Well, you shouldn't see it. But if you want to see it, go see it. We saw it with Susie and Chris and Corey, or you might know him as Spaz Kid. And is that all? Yeah.
Yeah, it. we were all kind of disappointed.
Yeah, a little disappointed.
Because I like a good horror movie.
I do too. I'm not really that big a fan of horror movies. I don't know.
When they're done right, they're good.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, think of like The Shining. I don't know. Someone always said like the best horror is a thriller in disguise. I can't remember who said that, but I think that's a good explanation because like every time I think of like a good horror, they always have this other element within it. Like the monster or the ghost or something is usually it usually means something else, or there's at least another layer to the story that adds suspense rather than loud noises or scary images.
Yeah, and what happened after the movie, Ryan? When we were all walking out of the movie theater. The dude in the bathroom.
Was that time?
Wasn't it?
Not the dude looking out at us.
Yeah.
That wasn't the time with the Blair Witch. Because we saw the Blair Witch in one of the front theaters. We saw another movie with Chris in the back theaters. And it was down that hallway where the bathroom was.
Let's tell that story.
What movie was that?
What was the last movie we saw with Chris?
God, it wasn't Sausage Party. It was after Sausage Party.
It was Ross. It was Kubo.
Oh yeah. Kubo and the Two Strings.
Yeah. So we saw Kubo and the Two Strings with Ross and Chris.
Which I think we've discussed before, but
yeah. But
while we were coming out of the movie theater,
we were like the
last
people in there.
Yeah, there's this he was shirtless, right? I remember. Yeah, he was shirtless and he was poking his head out of the bathroom and he just stared at us. And he continued, and this is a long hallway, so it's like 20 seconds go by, he's still staring at us. We finally pass him. I and Chris turn back, and he's still staring at us shirtless. I have a theory.
What was he doing in there?
Tell me what you think. This is what I think. I don't know if you have any hypotheses about this, but mine is that he was fornicating in the restroom and was waiting for the coast to clear so that like she could leave or that they could get dressed.
Yeah, but why didn't he put his shirt back on before checking that?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Yeah, but that was quite an interesting trip to the movies when there was just that naked man peeking out of the bathroom at us.
Yeah, all those memories.
But anyway, guys.
But overall, so just to kind of, would you recommend someone go see Blair Witch?
No.
Yep, same here.
Not at all.
I wouldn't recommend it. Although I do have to give the movie credit. I thought the last 10 to 15 minutes were, it's what the rest of the movie should have been. It's kind of. Never mind. I'm going to go on a rant because there's certain aspects about that last scene that, never mind. Fuck it. Never mind. Let's not, I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't recommend it. You don't recommend it. Boom. Done. End discussion.
Yeah. But there's some other stuff we want to talk about. There's a,
unfortunately,
as I'm sure if some of you guys have seen, there's that whole new YouTube Heroes.
YouTube has
program.
Wiped its slate clean of shit by just piling on more shit.
Exactly. It's like, you know what to get rid of this shit? We drop our slacks and pinch another big one right on top.
That's a big mess. They won't have enough time to think of the poop that's underneath this big pile right
exactly.
here.
Exactly. I woke up this morning and I saw Ross was like talking about it and came into the office.
I saw Dolan's tweet about it.
It's so stupid. So basically, if you guys don't know what it is,
they're gamifying YouTube.
Yeah, they're making it so it's like a level system where you can level up and earn points by doing different things in the YouTube community.
Yeah.
And from afar, that's like, oh yeah, sure, that's a cool idea. You know, I'm not interested in that, but sure, if people want to do that, go ahead. That seems like a cool idea. And they start this video off. It's like this happy, cheerful little video. And it's like, oh, nice. It's going to be a cool little program. And then, you know, the video progresses and it's like, earn points for things like captioning videos. And it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought that's an awesome little thing with the whole captioning thing. I fully support that because that'll want people to get points and it'll force them just to go to videos and just put in subtitles, whatever. And I think it'll make it for a better environment for people that are hearing impaired, definitely.
Yeah.
Because there's an incentive there. But they produce more poisonous incentives, Matt. You wanna touch a little on that?
Yeah, so it continues, and it's like, when you move up to the next tier, it's like, oh, what can I do here? I bet it's cool. It's like, now you can flag all sorts of videos. And it's like, what?
You want me to read this little thing that YouTube released?
Yeah, just go ahead.
YouTube Heroes is a program designed to recognize and reward the global community of volunteer contributors, meaning the users of the site. These aren't people that have a background or are tested to see if they're trustworthy or anything like that. So that's the first thing. The volunteers help create the best possible YouTube experience for everyone by, and when they mean everyone, they mean a certain group. You can gain points in whatever YouTube experience by flagging inappropriate videos, adding captions and subtitles, as you said, and then sharing your knowledge with users. But a big reward that is concerning is the mass flagging function.
Yeah, once you reach like a certain tier, you're allowed to mass flag videos. And it's like, what? How is that a tier reward?
I don't know.
Basically,
you only need to, I think it's like the 100 to 399 point range. So if someone gets 100 points, they got it.
Yeah, and it's like, why? What benefit would you get out of mass flagging videos unless YouTube doesn't let's say YouTube hates. Now I don't like him either, but let's just use Leafy as an example. YouTube doesn't like Leafy. They give people this feature, and then people can go and just mass flag like every one of his videos, and then.
Well, even going on the opposition of that, Leafy could make a video about someone else and tell everyone to go flag their video. Not even tell them, because he does, like they put the disclaimer: don't go flag and. Yeah, but he could just make a video about someone. Like iDubbbz, when he made this recent video about Leafy, if this system was in place, I bet that a lot of people would have flagged Leafy's video.
Like a big, see, here's the thing. Basically, then you can also like flag comments, and apparently, like if you're high up, you can like remove comments. I don't know how confirmed that is, but it's like,
so yeah, I haven't heard that. So.
They're giving these moderating. Well, in the little animation video, it showed people like flagging and tagging comments. And
okay,
stuff.
Okay, like, so yeah, I guess ultimately removing them. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like they're giving this power,
like to children,
this awful like mob mentality power to remove things that people don't like. Yeah, to basically the group of, because let's be honest, there's a massive majority of the YouTube audience that are very immature kids. And
mature adults aren't going to spend their time
exactly
doing this.
Only kids are going to do this program. So they're putting it in the hands of these awful kids.
Except for the awesome, wonderful people who are adding subtitles and stuff.
Oh yeah. On you guys adding subtitles to our videos.
Although I'm sure there are a lot of young kids that will abuse that and just subtitle.
Poopy,
just,
poopy, poopy.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have to be approved subtitles, though.
Undertale is awesome. Well, it depends on the channel. Some channels, like ours, we don't have to approve subtitles. Anyone can add them. Don't abuse that function. But anyway, like,
I could abuse it.
Yeah, like I just don't get why they think this is a good idea. And dude, if I get enough points, I can go to the YouTube Hero Summit.
Do you get a badge and everything?
Probably.
Not even the big YouTubers are invited to this. I bet you they are. I bet you it's like meet your favorite YouTubers.
Yeah, they're gonna probably invite some big YouTubers and. And, you know, try to get them there. It's just saying, like, hey, you know this whole system we have in place for, like, moderating videos and, like, flagging content and stuff? We're going to go ahead and just pass it all over to the kids that watch YouTube. And they're going to run it from now on. Or, if not run it, they're going to be the main people in charge of it. So, it's just scary because, you know, there's these people that have, like, let's say, like, a YouTuber that has 15 million subscribers doesn't like someone. And then their fan base goes out and flags videos. But, like, so many people start doing it. Like it could ruin a lot of people on YouTube. And then on top of that, I don't even get why this is being implemented in the first place, because there was just this whole, not even a month ago, this whole controversy with the YouTube terms of service about the censorship stuff. Yeah. So it's like, this is just another, I feel like it's another foot in the water of them being able to take down content they don't like, but they're implementing it in a way that's like, no, well, the community did it. We didn't take it down. The community took it down.
Yeah.
They voted that it was not good for YouTube, so they took it down.
And my fear necessarily isn't that this will be abused to just an ungodly extent.
I'm sure it will, though.
Maybe. But my problem is that it gives people the whole get-out-of-jail-free card. Oh, I didn't mean to flag that video. I thought the content was bad. When they could have very well had malicious intent.
Why would anyone need to mass flag videos? Because the only way I could see that ever being like an okay thing would be, let's say a business has a copyrighted something like a video, and then a lot of people are uploading that, and they own it, so they take it down. It's going to be hard for someone, some intern, to go and like flag every video. So let's just say they have like, they see 20 videos that are theirs that have been uploaded. They can just mass flag all those in one swoop. But it's like, why does anyone else need that? Because here's the thing. Business owners and people in the government are not allowed to join the YouTube perks.
Quote,
like the
unquote,
YouTube Heroes
that's
service.
Just there to save their ass.
Yeah. But
they know businesses are going to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just hate how friendly they're trying to be about it. I hate how just conniving and just arrogant they think they're arrogant they are acting, but how innocent they act like they're trying to be with this stupid video they release where it's all smiles and a happy jingle.
It's like a little Walmart commercial music.
Yeah, and it's like, it goes, mass flagging videos, dope, 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 dope.
Yeah, it's like happy music, and they like throw it in with like subtitling videos, mass flagging videos. It's like, what are they thinking? Do they think that anyone's going to be like, yes? And then the best part of all, they disabled comments on the video.
Yeah,
it's like, no, we don't want to hear your criticism or feedback on this one. We're just going to.
Yeah. I watched a Chris Raygun. He did a video and he's like, are they incentivizing people to go out and flag videos? Because I think that's a form of bullying. I think we should go. I'm not saying you should, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe, you know, this video needs to get flagged for bullying. So, like, I think there's a large group of people actually flagging that YouTube video for, like, inciting bullying.
Dude.
Because technically it's just, it's because it's rewarding people for flagging videos.
It's literally.
People don't need a reason to flag videos. They can just fucking flag them because they want points.
It's reminiscent of, like, a 1984 type thing where it's like, hey, The government will give you points for ratting on people.
It's
like
it's
type
a disgusting
of thing.
Psychological, like...
You'll get rewarded for reporting these people.
Exactly. It's so...
You're part of the community, but if you report it, it'll give you points. Yeah, but anyway, like, that's just our opinion on the whole situation. We think it's stupid, and we think YouTube is repeatedly shooting itself in the foot and becoming a platform that more and more people are going to start driving away from, and it's going to cost them a lot of money. And it's going to make them become a very hated website, which it already is becoming. And it's just delegitimizing itself and delegitimizing itself for content creators and making it harder for everyone. And just, you know, overall taking a big poo-poo in its hand and throwing it on everyone.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
Or maybe we won't see a big backlash from all this. Maybe it won't actually mean anything and get in the way of creation. And then when something that they don't agree with comes along, they can just silently sweep it under the rug and then point at all like, oh, they flagged it.
Yeah,
they
the
deemed it as
flagged it.
So, yep, that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that.
I am not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Sounds like Kermit the Frog, like no, mixed with like. Some
that was
other...
my Tobuscus impression.
Ryan, climb on my Segway with me.
Okay, where are we going? Where the fuck are we going with this fun little?
I have something coming up. Communion.
Bi-wheel.
Let's talk about communion.
Communion.
Let's talk about communion.
Okay.
Yeah. we were talking about this on the Uber to the office. Just like.
Oh, because I was talking about how, like, I can only really have red wine if I have, like, some bread, like, good baker's bread to dip it in, to dip the bread in
just,
the red wine. Because it's like, it tastes good.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think it sounds funny.
Just imagine me just with, like, a gauntlet filled with red wine.
A
chalice of red wine. Like a big loaf of bread just...
Like, wow. I'm just going to walk in the living room one night, and you're going to be sitting out there watching,
with candles.
Like, or just a little, yeah, just a big golden chalice. Wait, hold on. Pause for a second. What's the difference between a chalice, a goblet, and a gauntlet? No. A gauntlet's a glove.
Yeah. A gauntlet's a glove.
So you're going to fill a glove with wine and, like, dip some bread in there?
There's some, they have soda drink hats. They got to have, like, something with a glove.
Wine gloves?
Yeah, wine gloves.
Oh, what the, how would that even?
Kickstarter, go!
At my church growing up.
Yeah, there's wafers, didn't you?
Yeah, we had these little, like, styrofoam-esque wafers that...
They were styrofoam.
Pretty much, but
it's pretty much they took a styrofoam cup, ripped it into pieces, and gave it to you and set it... They were just little wafers.
That's bread. It's like they flattened styrofoam. But my mom told me it's actually, like, a type of bread from the Middle East or something. I really always enjoyed it, though. And I'm sure a lot of people listening can relate. Those little, like, circular discs for communion.
I've had them before, but I went to, it was when I was at a Catholic church.
Oh, they're so good. I don't know why. Oh, I wasn't Catholic. I was Anglican, I think.
Why did they have those at a Catholic church? Usually they'd have the real shit.
Well, Catholic church communion is like big shit.
Well, yeah, because you're devouring Christ.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure Catholics believe that that's the actual blood and body of Christ and not just like a symbolic, you know, representation of his blood and body. Because, I mean, Jesus
Christ.
Pray
he don't have AIDS.
They're eating him every week, dude. He's not going to have much body and blood left.
That's not good.
No. But how do you do communion in your church?
There's a big loaf of bread, and then, of course, like this little chalice, I guess you would say, of a big thing. They'd get the bigger, I guess, the better members of the church, and they'd dip their bread in that. And then in other portions, they would have these little cups that you would just sip out of. You would sip grape juice out of it.
Yeah, now here's the thing.
And then you'd eat the bread along with it. It was like back and forth. Either you dipped it in the chalice or you drank from a little like medicine cup.
Yeah. And see, my church, it was just a big massive chalice filled with wine.
My skin is crawling. This sounds so weird. It's like we're in a cult.
Yeah.
It sounds so culty.
At my church, it was like a big chalice, and then people would just one by one come sip out of it. And I'm just shocked. Like, how does that not spread sickness? Is it because it's alcohol, and alcohol is like a natural antiseptic?
I promise you, that's not the reason people. I'm pretty
how did
sure
people not
got,
get sick from.
I'm pretty sure people got sick. If people were sick, I don't think they'd come to church.
Yeah, but like everyone was always at church, and you would think that like if one person was sick, everyone would get it, and then or something like that. Like that never seemed to happen because you would think that like there would always be massive amounts of people that were missing from church. Like
he had that fucking Jesus rag to wipe the lip juice off of the rim of the cup.
I just remember like seeing people in front of me just like pursing their lips and just like, because you know it's impossible to take a sip of something without a little bit of backwash.
Why don't you just dip the bread in there then?
That's what I did every time. I never took a sip out of it, but even I'm dipping my bread in spit wine. It's wine that a million old people have, like, I guarantee someone in that congregation ate some ass the night before. At least one person in that congregation ate ass the night before. Statistically speaking, it was a big church. Someone got freaky, ate some ass, and didn't brush their teeth that morning. They go, they take a sip, and I got some ass in my Jesus juice.
When I think of communion, I think of one of those pictures, like, what's missing? And it's like there should be an empty spot in the middle of, like, everyone with, like, the fucking chalice of red wine and, like, the bread and all of them, like, in a circle. And then in the middle, you, like, click on it, and it's a beheaded goat. Like, it feels like a beheaded goat should be at the front of the
everyone
chapel.
Comes up and takes a little, like, sip of the blood from its head. Just
yeah.
Like,
no, you wow. they break off the horn and fill it with the red wine.
they like, hollow out the skull, and everyone takes a sip from its mouth. But yeah, that was communion for me.
It was actually
my favorite part of church growing
up. Of course
up.
It is.
It's
of
like,
course it is.
I get to get up. I don't have to sit anymore. I get to get up, and I get to drink a little booze.
You don't need to sing nonsense songs.
I don't have to sing songs at all.
You don't need... Basically, every song was singing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Just with God replaced?
Yeah. I like hymnals, though. I like that word, a hymn.
Hymnal? We didn't sing hymnals. We sang at my church, like, contemporary rock music.
Because you had those early services, right?
No, wait, it was like my church started like 10:45.
Did you have wooden chairs, or were they like little metal seats?
No, it was just regular chairs with like very soft padding.
Yeah, so
like
you're this. Very modern.
Yeah, it was a modern church.
We had two options. It was either you go to early service or late service. Early service was like with the electric guitar, and they had a projector, and then late service was like the boring, just kind of fa sol la ti do.
Why'd they do that? Because old people wake up before young people.
Well, I
people.
Think they also had the quote-unquote late service at the same time as the early service. So they had two late they had two boring services and then one service that was slightly less boring with electric guitars.
Yeah, my church had like a little church next to it that was part of the church that was like wooden seats or pews, I guess, and then like an organ.
Pew pew.
And PewDiePie would...
Aha.
But yeah, it was a... That was my church experience.
What a fun church. Our church bought like this house across the street, and we called it The Rock.
That's actually where Dwayne Johnson lived.
Yeah, because we were like The Rock. We were something. Youth Ministries. It was like, I don't know. Wait, Rock Solid Youth Ministries is what we were.
I'm
sure a bunch of other people have that name.
Wait, Ryan, you were telling me about this in the Uber. What? Mm-hmm. Tell me about the dude that worked at your church.
Can I give him a? Can I give him?
Give him a name. Let's name him Arnold. Arnold's
okay,
a good name.
Arnold. So this pudgy man, probably he looked like he was 40, 50. He had like a mustache and, you know, kind of grandpa glasses. Except I don't know how to explain it. His name was Arnold,
mm-hmm.
And he had kind of like boil type looking things on his face. I don't know how else. I'm just describing
like,
this
wait,
man
wait,
to
when you.
You
say boil, you mean like big red shiny like...
Not big red shiny. It was just kind of like skin colored, but lumps on his skin.
No, like leprosy.
Like when he
Probably
talked, and when he talked, his like chin jiggled.
He had jowls.
Yeah. And so he worked in the youth group, and he would like help facilitate the goings on of the youth group and go on trips with the youth group, you know, all the kids that are, you know, it's like in between, I think, middle school and high school. Like,
yeah. Because
once you get out of high school, you go to the college classes or whatever. And then one day he didn't show up.
What?
Yeah, one day
Arnold.
He didn't show up. Arnold, poor old Arnold didn't show up.
Why didn't he show up, dude?
He didn't show up because he got caught with child porn on his personal computer.
Arnold.
Or maybe I'm giving him too much credit. Maybe they were VHS tapes. I don't know how
Maybe he had them in a little shoebox in his closet.
Yeah,
like little Polaroids.
I don't know how he garnered these or what device they were on, but he had child porn. And it's weird. The adults came and they got the youth group together. It's like, okay, we need to talk about something serious. Arnold? Remember Arnold? Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, Arnold,
yeah. I know. Like, Arnold, oh, I love Arnold.
I love
he's just
him.
A big, lovable guy. And then he's like, yeah, he got caught with, he had child pornography on his computer.
I love
but
that
every,
he told you.
And everyone in the youth group,
just
everyone
silent.
In the youth group was silent. But it wasn't that like, what a monster. Like, oh my God. It was like, poor guy. I remember
Arnold.
Everyone in the youth group was like, is he going to be okay? Wait, he's going to jail?
Like you said, something horrible happened to him.
Yeah, and it's like, can we write him a card? And I remember a group of us like got together and like started signing it, like a card and like writing messages like, we love you, Arnold. We miss you. Oh, hope you return soon. Like stuff like that.
God,
and I don't know if the card went out. But could you imagine?
I feel like the adults probably threw that away.
They should have, because could you imagine at the jail? Arnold's sitting down, and he's like, the cops are like, you're in some deep
he's
shit.
Like, no, I don't have anything to do with kids. Guys, come on.
Yeah.
And then he gets like, they get like, something came in the mail for you, Arnold. He opens it up. It's a note from all these kids.
From
like,
all
we
these
love
kids
you.
With like crayons and markers and
saying
shit.
Saying we love you.
I know.
We hope you'll be back soon.
We probably put him away good if that got sent
to him. You
guys
put him under the jail with that card. That was like, you know, he probably could have gotten like 2 years like in prison and then some probation or something. Or like parole or whatever, I don't know how it works. But like then like they get this and it goes straight to the evidence room and he's away for like 2 decades now because of that card.
No, I'm not gonna say whether or not he was innocent or guilty. That's the story that was told to me. And I used a different name, of course, to protect the identity of this wonderful youth group extraordinaire leader
funny.
Man. Oh, Arnold.
I just love how everyone's like, no.
I know. It's like, I remember I was sad. I was like, no way. And I talked to my mom about it. My mom was like, yeah, that's not good. that's not good.
When I was in sixth grade, I was really good friends with this guy named Felix. And
how's
remember,
it going, bros?
What? No. I got off the bus one day.
Uh-huh.
And like my mom picked me up. And she's like driving me home. And she was like, hey, honey, I have some bad news. And I was like, what's up, mom? And she was like, Felix had been hit by a car and passed away. And I just started like bawling in the backseat of the car because he was my friend. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
He was my friend. And she's like, I know, sweetie, I know. Turns out she was talking about my neighbor's dog, Felix, that got hit by a car. And she just forgot to mention that it was the dog and not my friend, Felix. So I just remember like being in tears in the back of the car and being like, he was my friend.
They're worth the same thing to her.
Yeah, exactly. And like, and then finally my mom was like, I meant the dog. And it was like the biggest moment of relief. But
at the end of the day, the dog still's dead.
Yeah, well, the dog was mean. The dog didn't deserve to die because it was mean. The only memories I have of that dog was a really old, mean dog that tried to bite people and then went into the street.
I understand, like, that would suck to get a bad dog.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're stuck with it.
Yeah, I'm lucky with Lego. Like, I mean, he's a nuisance and he's dumb. So, you know, a lot of the time. I wouldn't say dumb. He's more clumsy than dumb.
Yeah, he's really clumsy. He doesn't take in his size into account.
Yeah, he thinks that he's a small little puppy.
And then he'll, like, jump up on the couch
yeah.
when, like, six people are on it and, like, smack everyone with their tail, with his tail.
But I love him. He's a good dog, and I think I got lucky with him. But I couldn't imagine getting, like, a dog. Like, if I got Lego and he was just constantly, like, growling and barking at anyone who came near him. And, like, even I, and, like, I was the only one that got to pet him or anything. Like, he
oh,
would always
awful.
Nip at people.
That'd
like,
be so bad.
That'd be horrible.
You'd also have to be scared that he would, like, attack a smaller dog or something.
Yeah. He does bark at other dogs.
Yeah, he does like to go, bow, It scared it. His bark is so sharp. It's very like
annoying.
It's very jarring when you hear. Yeah.
Like, please stop.
Especially if it's like nighttime, you're taking him out for a walk and it's all silent. And when he just barks, and it's like, oh, oh.
I get mad at him. I'm trying to tell him not to, but he
gotta beat it out of him, boy.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't, you know, Banana's an asshole, but I don't think he's a bad cat, but I think he does have a lot of asshole tendencies, like knocking,
He's not the best behaved cat.
Yeah, but he's not
when it comes
to
other people. Or like learning to like getting along with new people.
Yeah,
he gets used to people though.
I mean, it's a cat though. They're not always the best with new people. But like, what really pisses me off about Banana, I don't know why. If there's an open drink,
swallowed the fly.
What?
Nothing.
If there's an open drink on like a counter or a table, he'll wait until no one's around and he'll knock it off.
Yep.
Like every time. Like, say there's an open Gatorade bottle. He'll knock it off. The other day I had we went and got lunch at like this healthy place and I got carrot juice and like I brought it home and it was in like a closed cup, you know, like a plastic cup with a straw and lid.
Yeah.
And I had it on the table and like I went in my room and I came back out and he had knocked it on the floor and like the floor is like orange and I had to like clean it up for like 20 minutes to get the orange out. So Banana, if you're listening to this, you're an asshole.
Aw.
He's at home right now just like, just trying to get your attention,
you fucking bastard.
I just want to look. He's greasy. I gotta give him a bath. He's actually getting greasy.
Lego's just getting all full, you know. His hair is getting really
full. He's getting a little ratty with his hair.
Yeah,
gotta get a pair of shears and just
yeah. I need to go take him to a Petco
soon. Dude, what I'm saying, we used to do it with my Golden. You should get him like not just haircut, but you should get him like actually trimmed. Because they're all fuzzy and soft, and it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's not like buzz cut soft. It's like stuffed, like teddy bear soft.
Really? Because
it's still short.
Yeah.
But it's like puffy, kind of like fuzzy. And they don't shed, and they don't get hot because of, and God knows, our AC breaks every other day at our apartment.
Mine's finally working well.
Well,
it's not dripping anymore.
Basically, what our ACs do is, so our apartment's like three rooms, my room, living room, and Ryan's room. You know, it was like kitchen and bathrooms and closets, but those are subdivisions of other rooms. So we have three AC units in our apartment, and like they're not, here's the thing.
The company doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, the company does, like our AC like was giving us error codes, because it has a little like digital screen on it, was giving us error codes. So I went to go look it up, and, like, the company dissolved, like, 3 years ago. It doesn't exist anymore. And same with, like, all the PDFs of, like, the how to work the AC. Like, they're just gone offline. So these ACs, I'm not surprised the company doesn't exist, because probably I'd say at least once a month they break, and we have to call someone. And the guy that works at our building to fix these things doesn't really do anything.
He lost his tools one time.
Yeah, we're walking out of our apartment to go to work one morning, and he's like, hey, your boy's seen my tools? And I was like, what? And he's like, I misplaced my tool set. And I was like, fuck. What do you mean you misplaced your tool set? How did you lose your tools? Like, did you leave them in someone's apartment? I don't understand. But what our AC does is, it broke during the biggest heat wave of the year in Los Angeles, which, by the way, was also when Jacksepticeye was staying at our apartment. So we had, like, guests staying with us. And it was 108 degrees outside one day, and our AC is not working. And then basically, like, our AC gets fixed, and it breaks again. Gets fixed, breaks again. This is, like, in a week.
Yeah.
And we put in, like, 10 requests, and they never came. And finally, they brought us, like, a temporary one. But the other
I
way...
I love that temporary one.
Oh, it was great. It
feels so cool. I might just want to get one, because I love a cold room.
That was, like, an industrial one, though. That was probably, like, $600-$700.
I'll dip into my life savings.
Ask your mom for the money. Like, mom, can I get your, can you die soon so I can get the money from your will and get a nice industrial air conditioning?
Yeah. Cecile's visiting us soon.
She is. She's coming this week.
Saturday, she arrives.
She's coming this week.
Ooh.
But anyway, then
like
what our AC does,
what? Nothing.
Our AC will just start pouring out water, like all three of them. Well, not the one in the living room, but the one in my room and your room. They'll just start fucking pouring out water, like, out of nowhere.
I wish it was at a convenience. Like, hey, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, exactly. And I could just walk over and, like, get my little chalice, fill it up with some AC water, take a sip. But like, they keep doing that. And it's pouring water all over the floor and, like, warping the wood. And I'm getting really scared that I'm going to get charged for that.
Yeah.
But
we know how all of you love a good talk about air conditioning unit malfunctions. And we're glad that we could supply you with that.
Absolutely.
We're sorry. This is going to be one of the shorter-ish episodes of the podcast.
No!
I know, because, you know, Chris and his friends need the record, and we share a recording space, and,
Yeah, we got to... They're all waiting outside. Chris and Spaz Kid and Ding Dong and Julian. Those great American boys. They got to record some stuff, so we got to get out of the recording room. But anyway, guys, next week we'll have some new topics for you. We got some guests planned. I know we've been saying that. We just haven't been able to get the guests on. We haven't booked.
You're not lying. We have them planned.
Yeah, we have them booked, and they're agreed. We just can't get them on because we're recording the podcast so late every night because we're so busy with work. But that is, we're on like a plan right now to get more backlogged with all the channels.
Hopefully we'll implement this next coming week. Yeah.
So we're going to be less busy, hopefully, in the coming weeks and months so we can devote more time to this channel and bring you guys more quality grade A content. So thank you guys so much for listening. The podcast is on iTunes, drops on iTunes every Saturday. And if you want to see the podcast early, it's going to be on YouTube every Thursday. But you already know that because you're listening to it on one platform or the other. So guys, again, thank you so much for listening.
Stop!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.